Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something first. Andy then this time did not let him keep talking and he chirped back. I don't know the order of events. We only saw the same clip that you guys saw as well. All I know is
they're never gonna tell
on
us.
A weekly basis now, seemingly, Travis Kelce's yelling about something. And I think there's a fine line between the, hey, emotion, and he should be emotional. He's always been an emotional player and all that is true. And the, hey, like every week, are we going to do this? Is this what we expect? Is it a problem? We can get into all that if you guys want on the text line, 913-586-7965. This is what Andy Reid said twice. He was asked at halftime, and then there's the post-game audio. We'll play each one for you.
And we've seen a lot of frustration and emotion from your key players, star players on the sideline. What's your message to the team?
That's okay. We need some juice, so that's good.
Awesome. Thanks, Andy.
That was the halftime interview, of course, on NBC. This was when Andy was asked about the little bump into Kelce and the arguing on the sideline.
He's a passionate guy, and I love that part. So I've been through a lot of things with him. So that's all part of it. I love that he loves to play the game. That's what I love. And it's an emotional game. So I'll take it.
I love seeing Andy bark back and Andy get fired up. I actually love seeing that. I think at some point when I see, if you're him, every week, one of my leaders consistently yelling about something, because it's happened each week so far this season, I want the coach to bark back. I'm fine with the emotion thing. I don't think it needs to happen every single week, though, if I'm Travis Kelce.
That's where the issue lies. It's not that he's had one sideline incident. We've talked about this before. Travis Kelce's played football this way his entire life. I can show you hundreds of incidents of where Travis Kelce yelled at a ref, made gestures at a ref, yelled at a coach. Got like there was the one where Travis bumped into Andy pretty hard from just a couple of years ago.
It was in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. So like it's not that we've never seen this from Travis Kelce. We've seen this multiple times. This is not a great time for everyone to look like they're losing their composure at each other because the team is not playing well enough for this to fly. You can't be, because this is true of any situation. If you have a boss who acts this way, a coach who acts this way, or a player who acts this way, if you lose your mind every second of every day, it is significantly less impactful to everyone around you. So the third time around, you're not getting through to anybody on that one, right, Travis? The first two, maybe. The first one, maybe. Maybe you're making a point. Maybe you're making a point that we're holding each other accountable, whatever. But by the time you do it every week, it's boy who cried wolf. You're just complaining. And I think at some point, it's just like, well, then do something about it, right? Travis has been okay in the first 3 weeks, but he's also made mistakes in those first two games as well. So, like, it's not just on us. I think some of this is just weird. Like, that pass that Patrick Mahomes missed him, like, really badly on? A play where Travis Kelce was open the entire time, and I still think some of this gold goes back to what you said last week, which is maybe he's being taken off the field at moments he doesn't love, and he feels like he can still contribute and help this team win.
I think that's what has caused some
of
this.
Spot. Yes. But like, you got to keep a cooler head for a little while. I'm not saying you can't ever show a little piss and vinegar on the sideline, but it can't be every week.
That's the issue. Like if the effectiveness of being fired up and emotional and getting your guys fired up, if you are doing it every single time, is not going to have the same effect. And I did like Andy Reid barking back. I think this whole thing last night would have been a much bigger deal if they would have lost the football game, because they won. It's the same with the Super Bowl incident, Cody. If they would have lost that Super Bowl,
that'd have been a huge, it would have been a,
that thing went away quick because they won. So everybody, kumbaya, you know, it's all good. when you win, things are great. And so I understand there are emotions that are going to happen. And it's not like we, as you said, we have never seen it over the years. It's not like there wasn't some other sideline in the NFL yesterday that had a player barking at another player or a coach. In fact, it was just a week or so ago, Malik Nabers was getting into it with Brian Daboll. So it happens, but it has been a weekly occurrence. It would be nice if we don't see it every single week. And some of that is that requires the team playing better offensively.
Yes. Because then there's less to complain about because you're happy and everything's in a good mood. Look, and I see it over on YouTube and Twitch. I see it on the text line.
Yeah.
And like, I know that this is going to be like, well, Andy Reid says it's fine, so it's probably fine.
Well, he's not going to call out his future Hall of Fame tight end on national television.
That's it. Also, I'll just look. I've said that it is a factor of the job. I don't mean this as in like I'm questioning the character of it. Last week alone, Andy Reid lied at least 5 times to the media. So I just lied. Just said things that were either factually incorrect, misleading. He's not trying to get, and this is part of his job. Like when he says, I'm always this aggressive on fourth down. We've always been one of the most aggressive teams in the NFL. Factually inaccurate. Andy Reid knows that that's factually inaccurate. He's saying that as a moment to try to make sure people aren't on to them. He says things because he's not going to ever, and he's never drawn at a player. He said that he loves a player before benching him. He said he's loved players that he didn't. Like, these things will happen. I think that's Andy just covering for Travis. I don't think Andy loves that Travis is losing it every week either, because it is too often. It is not about never doing it. It is about the frequency in which it's occurring for Travis that's the issue. And he's not. If he was also getting 8 catches for 100 and a touchdown all 3 weeks, but pissed at everyone else, okay, fine.
Yeah, he hasn't
hold people accountable. He hasn't been playing like that either. So
he
hasn't
had the best starts of the season individually. We all know what happened last week with the drop and all that. So, you know, if you can get next week or this coming week now against the Ravens, if the offense is looking better and things are going well, my guess is we will not see it happen on the sideline. If there's more frustration on the sideline, it probably means the offense is struggling again. I mean, I think that's very evident at this point in time. And it doesn't help that, look, it happened in a primetime game. So that
everybody sees
the cameras. I mean, I'm not saying CBS wouldn't have caught it on the 325 game as well, because we did see it.
But it got played a few more times.
Because it's on primetime, you know, and they asked about it. I'm actually glad we had the halftime interview, although, you know, you're not going to get much, you know, out of that. And Andy Reid, master deflector when it came to that. He was always going to downplay it. I mean, that's just the way it was. And that's most coaches would.
Yeah. And I know, like, there's people like Dom over on Twitch says, not an issue. They're adults. They'll be okay with it. I'm not saying they don't have the kind of relationship that's buried today. It's probably buried today.
Right.
I don't imagine that Andy's coming to the facility and be like, hey, Travis, we got to talk about the stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there is like, I don't know. It goes back to maybe what they've said for 2 seasons in a row too, which is we want the offense to be fun again. We want football to feel fun. It genuinely doesn't look like football has felt fun for Travis Kelce in years. Like, he's doing it because he's competitive and he wants to win, and winning championships means something to him. But there is a, I don't know if you've watched Ted Lasso or Little Big League or whatever sports cliche movie you want to put it into. Like when in Ted Lasso, when he takes the older player and he's like, I brought you here because football is supposed to be fun. And I'm trying to remind you that football is fun. Or like he's talking about soccer in this case, he says football. But when I think Travis Kelce needs to remember football is fun. And that's kind of the point. I think he's lost that a little.
Yeah.
I think he's lost that, like, this is a fun game and we should be enjoying it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.